I've unexpectedly found myself with a morning free in Bristol, and I've been walking around, and I've literally turned the corner onto Corn Street, and sort of, well, I couldn't be more delighted to find a farmer's market here. And the first stall I've come to is a cheese stall, and I actually thought it was a street market a bit. Oh, Greens of Glastonbury. That's who I bumped into. Sorry, what's your name?
I'm Des.
Hi, Des. I can't stop smiling because if I'd have come looking for it, I wouldn't have found it.
Well, I mean, you're welcome to the farmer's market. I mean, it smiles on everybody's faces this morning, as there usually is, but we've got some sunshine out. We're a 15-year-old farmer's market. We're sort of shortly to have our celebrations for our 15th birthday. Primary producers within a 30-mile radius of Bristol. So we either grow, rear, cook or make in my... I'm a cheese maker as well as a cheese seller. So we're here every Wednesday between 9 o'clock and 2:30. And, you know, we get a good support from not only people coming in to do their farmers market shopping, but pre- and post-office business as well.
It's interesting you use the word primary producers, because I was talking about this last night with somebody. Everybody here produces the food that they make and grow, and then they sell it.
Absolutely, that's a condition of joining the market, that you know, that people are primary producers. So this is the difference between a farmer's market and obviously, you know, some of the charter markets. So they are just commodity traders, so they will buy in product from wherever and sell it for, you know, their profit at the end of the day. Whereas we have an inherent interest in, you know, not only growing, rearing or making the products, as I say, and then selling them at the markets so we have first-hand knowledge of everything we do. So
tell me about your cheese here.
Sure. Got seven cheeses.
Seven?
Seven cheeses on this morning. Varying from our milder cheeses, which are our hard goats and sheep, up to our 18 months vintage mature. Good morning, sir. Are you well?
Well, it's just a... it's just a hive of activity here, and I'm looking down the street and I can see, I know, probably about 15, 16 stalls here. There are pies, there's a bakery, there's butchers, there's vegetables. Somebody selling what looks like to be chutneys and jams at the end, so I'm going to have a wander around and see who else I can find. Yeah, thank you very much.
That's okay, 7.50, 8.250 and 10.20. Thank you very much.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm all right. I'm really impressed. Literally, I took a wrong turn. And
you're lucky then. You sort of like stepped in a little bit of food heaven then, eh?
Yeah, really? Just slightly. So tell me about your tarts, because they're seriously impressive.
Yeah, well, hi, my name's Paul Davis. Yeah, they're all handmade by me. I make them all from scratch. Obviously, the primary purpose of the farmer's market where we are today is to... have stuff which is locally sourced, i.e. your key primary ingredients, you know. So you're talking like butter, flour, eggs, cream, cheese, as much as we can possibly do to keep the money circulating in our local community. I.e. a friend of mine's got a farm who's got free-range eggs, and I buy them off him, keeps his family supported, the whole sort of thing, you know. So, yeah, so that's what we're doing here today.
You've got an amazing array here. You've got lime and coconut tarts, plum and almond... A very gorgeous looking bakewell tart.
Which I've been chastised in the past for putting chocolate on the top.
It looks pretty. The treacle tarts look fantastic.
Yeah.
And the pecan tarts look incredible. But the Mississippi mud pie tart is the one that's next to the custard tart.
It's got a bit of a following on Twitter, actually, the Mississippi mud pie. You know, a few people have been tweeting, everyone saying, have you tried Paul's Mississippi mud pie? The custard tart in particular, I'm particularly proud of, you know, because that's just great local ingredients coming together and producing a brilliant traditional sort of thing, you know, and it's really popular. Now I'm actually putting them aside for people every week, you know, because they're coming down and they're right into them, you know, so.
You know, I can't resist, so I'm definitely going to have a couple of those Mississippi mud pies.
Yeah, sure.
And I can't chew. I think something lemony.
Yeah, we've got Tartar Citron, don't we?
That looks good.
Yeah?
Yeah. We'll get it. We'll get one of those. Yep. And I'm not exercising much self-control here, am I, Paul?
Well, I don't know. I'm a great believer. If you buy something to treat yourself, all you got to do is walk the dog for an extra kilometre a day and you're laughing. So it's all about what you're putting in. what you take out, you know.
I'd probably get double the calories because I've got two dogs.
I'll have an extra tart. Yeah, you can have an extra one. Yeah, so you can balance the whole thing out of that. But actually, the tartar suits you on, getting back to the product, it works out in the filling itself about 9 grams of sugar per tart, so it's real low on the sugar count.
Should be nice and tarty.
Well, when the raspberries come into play, full on, yeah, really nice with a raspberry coulée, some raspberries on the top, you know, that works quite nice.
So if we want to find you, we'll find you at... Oven to you.
My email address is on there.
You're on Twitter. What's your
At Oven to You.
Well, I'll see you later on Twitter. I'll let you know how I get on with them.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
All right. Got a box?
Yes, please.
This is what they're saying. Yeah, but I tend all the sort of retro sort of stuff goes with me, you know? Yeah, like bread pudding and. It's the only sort of slice I'll make here because other people are making other slices and stuff, you know. But,
so you try not to compete too much?
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. But, yeah, you don't want to cut each other's throats. It's not just nullifies the whole thing, doesn't it? You know?
That, it's huge, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm afraid I'm carrying it around the market because I bought it. It's a reclaimed chopping board.
Wow.
And I found it, and it was £45.
Well done.
And I thought...
That's super, isn't it?
Yeah, it's full weight. It's got to be a metre, and a metre 20, do you think?
Wow.
It's big, isn't it?
Very good.
So, I'm impressed by your asparagus. It looks... There's something really tidy about them, isn't there? They're in these really beautiful bundles. And do you grow them yourself?
It's grown on the Isle of Wight.
And
so there is a big team of people on the Isle of Wight. So Colin Boswell I've known since January 1990. I was a pig and potato farmer at the time in South Staffordshire. And we met at the Royal Showground at Stoneleigh in Warwickshire. We were doing an excellence in management course, a week-long course. We got on so well, all of us, that we decided to have a reunion each year. And we met for 3 days each year for the next 12 years. And we employed the original tutor to facilitate our reunions so we'd carry on the learning. I sold my farm in 1998, and in about 2001, Colin rang me and said, would I go and help him with the Good Food Show in Birmingham? And I rang him back the next day and said, well, my daughter and her fiancé are free. So my son-in-law has worked with him ever since, and now he's moved to live in Turkey for most of the year. He comes back and does some of the food shows for the garlic farm. I put my hand up and says, well, I'll do the farmers markets around Bristol that you were doing. So I do Stroud on a Saturday, and now I do Corn Street on a Wednesday, so as of last June. But I love it, and we've got such a wonderful range of products, all based on garlic, with the exception of the asparagus, which is asparagus. And with that little bit warmer down there, and we use seaweed when we set up our asparagus beds, and it just gives it that extra little flavour.
They're quite demanding, aren't they? With the you need to give them a good mucking usually, but seaweed I could imagine would give it a really good flavour as well.
Yeah, we like to think so. We like to be very responsible about all our growing. The other little joke I make to people when they're asking me about the stall, say, oh, have you come all the way from the Isle of Wight today? I say, no, actually, there's this big team of people who work very hard on the Isle of Wight, and then there's this one guy who lives in Gloucestershire, and all he does is stand around. That's me. But someone's got to stand in the cold, haven't they?
It's not too bad today, actually. Sun's shining.
No, it's much better. This is the first week I haven't had my thermals on. So bring on the summer, I say.
And I suppose you catch cold eating all that garlic.
Yeah, but it's a very late season this year, and so our fresh garlic's going to be late as well. And
so this garlic here, is this last year's?
This is last year's, yeah.
It's still looking pretty good for
yeah, well, we know how to look after it, and we know that this variety, Solent White, is one of the best-keeping varieties there is. And we say to people, keep your garlic in the warm and dry, because then it doesn't think it's time to grow. problem with most of the supermarket garlics that have been refrigerated coming from China is they think it's time to grow, so they won't keep.
So they sprout green immediately.
Yeah.
That explains a lot.
Yeah, but we've been growing this on the Isle of Wight since 1972 when Colin's mum grew some in the kitchen garden and they were so impressed. They've just grown more and more of it ever since. And Colin, who's a very cheeky, well, you look at his eyes, very cheeky eyes, he's fluent French and he's passionate about food. He's very good at his growing and he's developed all these wonderful garlic-based chutneys and sauces and mayonnaises, and it's just wonderful to be part of it.
Well, I'm definitely going to have some of the asparagus. Can I take three, please?
Yes, certainly.
Fantastic. Right, well, that's pudding sorted out for this evening and asparagus. I've just got to get some cheese, which I'm going to pick up back on the way up, and then there's a bakery, which I believe is a community bakery. So that's great.
Do you need a carrier or can you manage
that? No, I'm just going to keep going with that. Thank you.
Okay.
Right down to the end now of the market, and I've come on my left-hand side to a bakery. And I've got to be honest, it was a smell that I just drew me, because it sort of smells like a fresh bakery wafting up the street.
Oh, that's good.
How many different kinds of bread do you make?
I'm not sure. Well, it's all spelt bread and rye. We don't make anything with wheat at the moment. It's mainly wholemeal. We do some sourdoughs and the rest are yeasted. But yeah, there's about 10, 15 different breads and all assortment of cakes and sweet things.
So I quite like the look of this one. There's some lovely little samples along here. This is a sourdough here with linseed, sunflower and linseed.
There's three sourdoughs. There's two spelt, sunflower, linseed and a plain, and one rye. The rye and the sunflower linseed are probably our most favoured breads that we sell.
I can understand why. It looks really good. So, what does it mean? Because I understand a community bakery.
Yeah.
Who does the baking and where is it done?
Well, there's about 35 of us on and off. We have communities all around the world, so we have people come and go to our different communities, but generally around 35 people on our farm, Stentwood Farm in Devon. We have guests come and join us. They come and help us bake or help in the kitchen or whatever's needed. We have a nice garden where we grow produce. And so all the people that live there, a majority of them come to bake, like they're bakers. But everyone in the community is a baker if they're needed. So it's our little cottage industry. So we all work together, we live together, we share everything, money, possessions, and.
And so can you come stay for a few days?
Yeah, come and we.
Come stay.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, we have a saying, come and stay for the day. No, I can't remember it. Come for a stay. Oh, I can't remember. But basically, come for a day or a stay. That's the one, yeah. You can come for as long as you like.
That's really good. This is a Bramley apple and walnut spelt as well. Why do you avoid wheat flour? I understand the spelt is a wheat. But I was wondering why you avoid traditional wheat flour.
Well, we started off with spelt before it was a gimmicky sort, it's like a gimmicky sort of thing nowadays. It's quite popular, but we started before people really even heard about it in England so much. We just like the grain, and we started specialising in it, and we just continued. We're not against wheat. We have restaurants around the world called Yellow Delis, and we use wheat in those, so we're not against wheat, but some people find it easier to digest, so a lot of people like it for that reason, but yeah, we just somehow started specialising in it.
So if we want to find you online, I understand you're here every Wednesday at the Farm Market in Bristol, but if we want to find you any other day of the week, where will we find you?
There's a few health stores that stock our bread, and markets like Totnes and Taunton, Honiton.
Are you online?
Yeah, we do mail order as well if you want to pay postage. But people are welcome to our farm. We have a lovely tea room where it's for what it's worth. So if you pay whatever you feel things are worth. But then you can also buy our bread there as well. But commonloafbakery.com, and that's online.
Fantastic. Right. I'm going to have to say, I'm going to have one of those Bramley and apple stouts, right, because it's absolutely outstanding. Really, really delicious.
Oh, thank you.
So, can I get two of those?
Sure.
Great, thank you.
two apple Bramley.
Good morning. I'm good, thank you. How are you? It's lovely, isn't it? Well, I'm carrying my chopping board that is literally, as you can hear, stopping people in the street to comment on it. It's made out of reclaimed wood. I'm heading back from the farmer's market. I've got bread, I've got cheese, I've got tarts, broccoli, asparagus. It's just a fantastic farmer's market. And if you remember right at the very beginning, the chap was talking about the fact that they are primary traders. These are the people that grow and make the produce themselves. So if you're in Bristol on a Wednesday morning, head to Corn Street. It's absolutely delicious.